I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do a lot of reverse crank calls here on the show, but I've got what is a reverse crank text going on that's been happening since January of this year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, and I've read you some of these.
Yeah, right.
It comes, and I'm not going to name the dealership, but there is a car dealer in town that thinks that my name is Jeffy.
Okay.
And they send me texts all the time about my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one in January, they said, "Hey, Jeffy, this is so-and-so car dealership. There's a safety recall on your vehicle. Please reply or call to schedule an appointment."
Oh, they're trying to help you out.
So I texted back, and I said, "Oh, no, is it going to explode or something? My wife is driving it right now. Should I call and tell her to pull over? Thanks." They wrote me back right away, and they said, "Oh, no, it's nothing that serious. You just need to get it done as soon as you can."
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So I'm thinking, is it like local people contacting you with the text? Okay.
It's right, local. So,
and maybe they're listening right now.
They might be, but they may not know who this is yet.
Okay.
So I wrote back and said, "Wow, that's good to know. I'll tell her to call." And they said, "Sounds good. Have a great day." So then in March, I get another text from this dealership, and they said, "Hey, there's a safety recall on your vehicle. Please reply or call." I wrote back and I said, "This isn't about those airbags, is it? We're not too worried about that because we never have any wrecks. If we wrecked a lot, it would be pretty scary, though. But we hardly ever wreck, thank goodness."
Right.
"I read the shrapnel can go right through your eye. I hate when that happens. I bet it really hurts."
Oh, no.
"I'll definitely tell Mrs. Jeffy to call and schedule another appointment. Do you know if she ever scheduled that last one?"
Okay.
And they wrote back and said, "I'm showing there's 6 incomplete recalls on your vehicle." And I wrote, "OMG," and I made that face. It's like, your mouth wide open.
Right. Yeah.
And then they wrote back in April.
Okay.
They said, "Hey, Jeffy, there's a safety recall on your vehicle."
Again?
I wrote, "Wow, this thing's falling apart, I think. This is the 3rd or 5th recall for safety."
Yeah.
They wrote back and said, "I'm showing 6 open recalls on your vehicle.
Mm.
If you'd like to get these taken care of, I'll need to special order one of the parts." I said, "Well, we just don't drive it over 55 to be safe. Is it it's okay except on the interstate where we get some ugly looks."
Now, the real owner, vehicle owner, is unaware that there are that many.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said, "We don't drive it over 55 except on the interstate. We get some ugly looks." They said, "LOL. Well, if you decide you'd like to get them done at any point, please feel free to get back in touch anytime." All right. Apparently, the real Mr. Jeffy got in touch with him because on May 14th, I got a text saying, "Hey, this is so-and-so Jeffy. Your service appointment is at 9:10 a.m. on Tuesday morning."
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. So I texted back, "Thank you. I will be there even if my gout is acting up. I'm planning on coming either way. Have you ever had the gout?"
All right.
The gout.
They did not answer that.
Wow.
Then yesterday, during the appointment, at about 9 in the morning, I get a text.
Okay.
Says, "Hey, Jeffy, this is so-and-so. My name is," I'm just going to make up a name, "Frank."
Okay.
"And we're really excited about your appointment coming up." I said, "Oh, I'm excited too. I promise I'll be more careful with the toilet paper in the bathroom this time. I swear I thought that would flush down. I'm so sorry."
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now during the appointment, they said, "Hey, Jeffy, this is Frank, your service advisor. If you need anything while you're here, please reply."
Okay.
I wrote back and said, "Hey, Frank, I'm good right now. Thanks so much for checking in with me. If I run out of toilet paper or something, I'll definitely shoot you a text and let you know. I promise I won't let it turn into a disaster like last time."
Okay.
So at 3 o'clock yesterday, I get a text.
Okay.
"Hey, this is Frank from so-and-so service department. Yeah. We're working on your vehicle right now, and I had to order a transmission solenoid. They're going to deliver it overnight, so your truck's not going to be ready until tomorrow. I wanted to let you know." I wrote, "Oh, wow. will I be able to spend the night in your waiting room? Because I'm going to be stuck there tonight. I didn't see that one coming.
Okay.
They wrote back, and he's defensive now. He's like, well, I talked with someone this morning, and I told her it could be tomorrow possibly. I'm very sorry for the wait, but it's a lot of work. I said, well, yeah, I understand. I'll just sleep in the waiting area tonight, I guess. I had to do that in an airport once.
Okay.
Now, here's where it got crazy.
Okay.
I get a text back. It says, are you actually here right now? So I didn't know what to do. I just quickly typed in. I said, not right now. I walked down to McDonald's.
Okay. All right.
I pull the dealership up on the Maps app.
Right. Okay.
There's a McDonald's right across the street. So now I bought myself some time, and I said, I'm getting ready to walk back that way. Maybe I can stay overnight at the McDonald's. Let me ask.
Oh, no.
I waited 3 minutes, and then I texted back, well, she was rude. Looks like I won't be sleeping McDonald's tonight or ever. So then I didn't get a message back. I said, I'm going to ask at Little Caesars, which was also right near.
Okay, all right. Now we can narrow down where it's
right, yeah, it's true. Yeah. And I said, well, it looks like Little Caesars is out too. Any chance that someone at the dealership can give me a ride to the Quality Inn down the street? I could stay there tonight. Have you ever stayed there? Is it any good? No message back. So finally, I said, well, I guess I will walk to the Quality Inn. I'll see you guys bright and early in the morning. So I imagine they're thinking that I have spent the night at Quality Inn, and I'm going to be there first thing in the morning,
like,
ready.
Like this morning.
Yeah.
Like right now. And there's a guy named Jeffy who's
like
coming to pick up his car.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I'm sorry you had all that problem. You know, he had to find somewhere to stay last night.
Yeah, but if his wife sees any of these text messages back and forth between the dealer and the real vehicle owner, she's going to be like, honey, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
Well, they would have to say, hey, your husband texts. Or keeps they'll
never see him because I got him.
Yeah, he's the one that's getting them. Tom's getting them.
Yeah, but when they don't reply back to Tom, maybe he's replying back to the real owner at that point.
The
people are going
like, we've been in good contact with your husband. Well, and
that's what's bad. He'll probably tell her. They'll say, did your husband spend the night right down the street at the Quality Inn? And she's like, he better not.
No.
Sorry, Jeffy. Yeah, they're going to think he's nuts.
So, well, if someone texts you, just go with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wrong text number. You can have a lot of fun with that.
I know. Prank texting here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.